Hello, welcome to the first Foreign Matters of the year, 2011, and the war against Christians. It took all of 20 minutes into 2011 before the first of what will be many atrocities against Christians was carried out. The first blow came just after midnight outside the Saints Church in the Egyptian city of Alexandria, where about 1,000 Coptic Christians were celebrating Mass. In what police believe was a suicide bombing, 23 people were killed and almost 100 injured. 3 days of funerals, protests, rioting, and questions followed. The violence has subsided. The questions remain. Who and why? Who? Either an Al-Qaeda affiliate or homegrown Islamist extremists, both of whom have an interest in destabilizing Egypt. Why? The Al-Qaeda, AQ, strategy in various countries has been to pull people apart before pushing them to fall upon each other. AQ wants to destabilize Egypt as it sees the government as illegitimate apostates and knows there's a chance the country could fall to the Islamists. It's possible the attack is part of the anti-Christian activity seen across the region, extending into Pakistan and on to Indonesia. It is indeed the case that many Muslims are being killed in Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan. But almost all of them are killed by fellow Muslims, often because of the Shia-Sunni divide, and in the case of Afghanistan, because of a brutal disregard for women and children in the war against NATO. In Pakistan, the governor of the Punjab, a province of 86 million people, has just been assassinated. Salim Taseer was gunned down by one of his own guards. The motive appears to be because he was one of the few people brave enough to speak out against the country's blasphemy laws. Section 295C of the Penal Code makes the death sentence mandatory for blasphemers against Islam. This is used dozens of times each year, usually against Christians, who are often caught up in local disputes with Muslim neighbours. It's the easiest thing in the world. They blasphemed. Higher courts usually throw out the death sentence, citing Pakistan's constitution. Last month, when Governor Taseer called for the law to be repealed, he may have signed his own death sentence. There were riots against him, calls for him to be killed, a nationwide strike, and he was hanged in effigy. Back in Egypt, the homegrown extremists have a similar view of their government, as does Al-Qaeda. Both are happy to engage in the slaughter of what are called cross-worshippers to further their ends. In the event of a huge outbreak of violence between Christians and Muslims in Egypt, there can only be one loser. There are about 8 million Christians in Egypt and about 70 million Muslims. No matter that the Christians were present in the land centuries before the Prophet Muhammad was even born, the wave of extremism which has swept the Middle East will not countenance freedom to worship any more than it will countenance a Jewish state. Most ordinary Egyptians want nothing to do with the violence we've already seen, but it won't take much to whip people into a frenzy of intolerance. The police want to know who carried out the attack as a matter of urgency. President Mubarak would probably prefer this to be an Al-Qaeda mass murder. His country is a seething mass of frustration, poverty, and growing extremism. The elite is trying to manage the inevitable change of leadership by ensuring the establishment remains in power. Mubarak is an old man. If a free election was held, the Muslim Brotherhood would probably win an overwhelming victory. It would be a far greater threat to the system if the Christian killers were Egyptian and from an organisation bent on fomenting social instability through violence. If it was Al-Qaeda and part of a wider pattern, Mubarak will still act against it, but it's not as dangerous as if it's coming from the inside. The police are keeping an open mind as to who and why, but a source in the intelligence world has suggested to me that the working assumption is now that Al-Qaeda is involved. A close watch is being kept on airports and ports, especially on people who had entered Egypt from countries where Al-Qaeda activity is strong. The authorities found a severed head several metres from the blast. Typically, in a bombing involving a suicide belt, the head of the bomber is flung some distance from the torso. The police are attempting to put this grisly jigsaw together to see if they can identify the person who they suspect is the bomber. The New Year's Day attack is just the latest in a wave of murder and oppression of Christians across the Middle East, which began a few years ago and is intensifying. In his New Year's address, the Pope condemned the bombing of the Copts and spoke of persecution of Christians. The head of Egypt's world-renowned Al-Azhar University responded by accusing him of meddling in Egypt's internal affairs. That's dodging the issue, and that's foreign matters. Happy New Year.